USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed the nation's toughest abortion restrictions into law, a measure that bans virtually all abortions and would penalize those who perform them. State Senate Republican Clyde Chambliss.
This was designed to go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedence that said in 1973 that abortion is illegal on demand, essentially anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
Canada's foreign minister said ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement would be very problematic as long as U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum remain in place. The U.S. Treasury Secretary said progress is being made toward lifting the tariffs. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 116 points, the S&P was up 16, and the Nasdaq gained 88. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
A new immigration plan will be unveiled by President Trump. The proposal reportedly scales back the system of family-based immigration, according to what senior White House officials told the New York Times. Instead, the new proposal calls for increasing the educational and skills requirements for people wanting to migrate to the U.S. A memorial service was held for 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, who was killed trying to stop gunfire at his Colorado school. His father, John, says he always knew his son was a hero.
You know, we all grew up as children, and we're all filled up with the good stuff. What you choose to do with it, it's really up to you.
The U.S. suspended flights from Venezuela. The order came from the Transportation Secretary and the Acting Secretary of Homeland Security. It said that all passenger and cargo flights between the U.S. and Venezuela were banned. The order also included foreign carriers. They say it's unsafe at this time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Three familiar tuna brands are facing allegations. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
New lawsuits alleging the top three tuna brands are deceiving consumers into believing their tuna is caught only through dolphin-safe fishing methods. The proposed class actions filed on Monday claim that Starkist, Bumblebee, and Chicken of the Sea use fishing techniques that do kill or harm dolphins, and they don't always employ the safer methods used by companies like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. They say it makes the company's dolphin-safe labels false and misleading, violating the laws of several states. Bumblebee and Chicken of the Sea with no immediate comment. Starkist says it doesn't discuss pending litigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials at the National Transportation Safety Board estimate it'll be several days before they can determine the cause of a deadly collision of two float planes in Alaska that claimed six lives. John Clemens reports.
One of the sightseeing planes was traveling southwest inbound to Ketchikan at 149 miles an hour, with the other traveling at 125 miles per hour, also inbound to Ketchikan. Jennifer Homendy is a board member of the NTSB.
I expect investigators will be on scene between about 5 to 7 days. We will not be determining the probable cause of the accident in that time frame.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.